former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. WalletHub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. I had a chance to catch up with WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez, and she talks about some of the metrics behind this study.
Well, we did this by looking at the 100 biggest U.S. cities based on just about 30 indicators of not only a festive Christmas, but an affordable one. And that's really why we wanted to do this in the first place, with consumers spending so much on credit cards this time of year. We wanted to look at traditions, but also shopping and costs. So that ranged from observance to generosity to shopping and traditions and fun.
All right, well, let's get right into the list. And what are some of the best cities for Christmas celebrations?
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10, then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Today we're focused on gut health, and we're going to go there. Yep, we're talking about some weird science. We're going to talk about taking stool transplants and curing disease. And we'll actually have a fecal transplant recipient in the studio with us so you can hear firsthand from someone whose life was completely changed by this new procedure. And I know this is gross. When I kind of like bring this up, or sometimes when we're talking, I've noticed when we're giving different speeches on health and whatever, the audience, like when you say fecal transplant, they're all like, wait, what? Did I just hear you right? They kind of like don't get it, or they gross out, which was the first reaction that I had when Dr. Anderson, I don't know if you remember this, Dr. Anderson, it was a couple of years ago, and you brought it up, and I think it was an immortal minute when you brought it up, and we all were introduced to the idea, and now it's fascinating because this is something that's really being talked about in science and in the medical realm. But first, let's talk about what we know about gut health and the microbiome. I mean, we know a lot more than we did even 5 years ago.
Well, we know that unlike the facts that doctors were taught decades ago, that the bacteria in our intestine, both our small intestine, the large intestine, they're not just friendly bacteria that just hang around and live off our digested food, that in fact these bacteria interact with our bodies. They control the flow.
They're part of who we are.
It's a symbiosis. They're friendly to us. We're friendly to them. But they regulate absorption of different nutrients. They regulate chemicals that are absorbed into the body. We know that if they're abnormal, there's a whole host of problems that can develop, especially with our brain.
Well, and as you've pointed out previously, the nerves that innervate our gut and our intestine arise from the same embryologic tissue that gives rise to our central nervous system. So the nerves, both those organ systems, are interconnected from very early on in our being. And as such, what goes on in our gut, not just from an inflammatory state, if you've got things you're sensitive to, but to what chemicals that those bacteria are putting out, can have a mess. We even know that those bacteria can produce human hormones, specifically one growth hormones and estrogens are, you know, we get hormonal influences and signaling coming from the bacteria in our gut.
Well, I know I mentioned this on a previous show, but there is actually a new system. We talk about the different nervous systems, and the enteric nervous system is something that they're calling the connection between the gut and the brain. So that we have this gut-brain axis that we didn't know existed until here recently. And this is why when people have issues with their gut, it greatly affects their mood, their thought process, their cognition, everything. And we never really understood the two together.
Well, as the biology is pretty good, if you step back, is that nature needs a way to turn on and off genetic expression within humans. And one of the ways that she does that is environmental cues, but specifically food cues. So what you consume is going to affect genetic expression, you know, what we call epigenetics. And so, you know, nature had to have the ability to take what's in our external environment and have it message what's going to go on an internal environment within the human being themselves.
You are what you eat.
Yeah. Right. You know, that was the slogan when I was a junior high, right? And they had on the posters for the health classes. They unfortunately digressed from there, and now they go to the food pyramid and do all that stuff. But, yeah, that's a very simple, true message.
You know, we have for over a year now known that there's a connection between abnormal bacteria in our gut and, for example, Parkinson's disease. And an article I read just a week ago has pinpointed it to abnormal bacteria in a human appendix.
And I saw that.
By having an appendectomy, you theoretically can lower your risk of Parkinson's disease. It's absolutely fascinating.
But, and I'll counter, that appendix is the reservoir for bacteria? Should you have some type of process that eliminates the good guys in your gut? Were you not taught that that was vestigial organ, that it served no purpose in medical school, right?
Right. But it does.
Wrong.
It's wrong.
It does serve a purpose. So, getting an appendectomy may help prevent Parkinson's or another disease if you get the bad guys, but it could also put you at risk for getting C. difficile colitis because you can't recolonize your gut with the good guys if you get around to antibiotics.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me think, too, of like the tonsils, right? We think they have no purpose. And I feel like there's a lot of things we took out of our body over the years that we didn't know actually had a purpose, and now we're finding out more and more that sometimes...
The thumbtack I had up my nose had no purpose, so taking it out of there was just fine.
That was just fine.
Yeah.
But when we talk about infections of the gut, I know we're going to go in great detail in the next segment about C. difficile and kind of that, but there are a lot of things that can happen in the gut, and I just want to touch on this real quick, and that's the prebiotics and the probiotics. You talk about good bacteria and how to get them and how we need them. We need to make sure that we're taking in probiotics, but we cannot forget that we have to have prebiotics, and that's the food basically that those things eat off of.
And should avoid hand sanitizers,
too. Should avoid hand sanitizers, which I was the queen of. Trust me, I had one everywhere, in my car, in my purse, everything.
Right.
And I've gotten better. I just wash my hands.
Washing's fine because washing's not going to wipe out the good guys.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it gets rid of the bad guys, but it's not going to harm your good flora. So, but prebiotics and probiotics, there's actually some debate on probiotics, whether they're good or not. We had a study that I shared. I mean, I get both sides, that showed they, tried to colonize people with the good guys by giving probiotics and didn't show it. But anecdotally, how many times do we have patients that have gastrointestinal symptoms that, we get them to start taking probiotics and encourage prebiotics, which basically is fiber. You want to feed those good guys, and it makes a difference, right?
Well, I think part of the problem is, and even in the study, when I went back and I read the study that you talked about, is that a lot of people think they can just take the probiotics they get out of the grocery store. And just having one or two strains of something.
There were a couple of problems with the study. It was not a good probiotic.
It was
23 people. It was not exactly like they studied a large population.
But the authors concluded that different people need different probiotics, that was the real issue.
I don't disagree. I mean, you look, how many species, we talk about gut diversity, a healthier gut's going to have greater diversity, right?
Yep.
You look at a probiotic in yogurt, for instance, usually has two bet species. Or you go get a probiotic, one of the common ones that's advertised on TV has three species. Ours has seven. There's some that have up to words of 10. But there's hundreds of species, right? I think you just have to change the battlefield and make it a favorable environment for good guys.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. Do you breastfeed or formula feed? The argument over which is best has been going on for years. Obviously, if a mother is able and willing, breastfeeding is the best option. However, in some cases, formula is needed. Soy-based formulas are used to help soothe colicky babies, but scientists at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences found that soy formula use was linked to severe menstrual pain in early adulthood, and women who drank soy-based formulas as an infant were 50% more likely to have severe menstrual pain than those who didn't. And it's been linked to a higher risk of developing endometriosis. And because of this, scientists are cautioning parents who use soy formula. This is fascinating. This is not the only study we've seen on soy formula. So I think you're going to start to see some regulation, or at least some education at the pediatrician's office about these soy formulas, because they do produce estrogens.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on fecal transplant, and we're going to talk a lot about C. difficile. We got somebody in the studio with us who's going to share his story. So you may think fecal transplant's gross, but wait till you hear how it saved his life.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment, Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today's focus is on gut health and curing common gut infections. And we've got a recipient of a fecal matter transplant. That's right, a stool transplant in the studio with us to share a story that you really won't believe. You may think this is a gross thing, but wait till you hear how it changed his life.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in this Immortal Minute, we've been talking about the gut biome today. So I found a study that talks about circadian disruption, changing the gut microbiome and the functional gene composition. So in this study that was published, in the Frontiers in Microbiology, they used mice and subjected them to four-week periods of 24-hour light or a normal 12-hour day-night cycles. And they showed that the gut bacteria were altered, feeding them the exact same thing just based on these day-night cycles. So when we talk about healthy sleep patterns, and we're talking today's show about a healthy gut microbiome, getting a good night's rest and normal, regular sleep is going to make for a healthier gut flora.
Well, it's interesting how it just about any topic we can take that relates to health and wellness, we can tie to the gut. It's really fascinating.
Well, it's maintaining the circadian rhythms. And again, I use the term when I talk to patients, we're creatures of nature. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these natural forces, day-night cycles, seasonal cycles, winter, spring, fall, et cetera, you could even toss in, you know, moon and lunar cycles, you know, have an impact. I mean, we all used to joke that, you know, on a full moon, the ERs would fill up with crazies.
All the crazies. And the pregnant people.
Yeah, the pregnant women go into labor. That's actually been looked at. If you're on call and OB on a full moon.
It doesn't matter what study. You know it's true
if you've ever worked. That's right. You were going to be busy, right? So, you know, we are creatures of nature. And so, you know, maintaining our coexistence with those rhythms, with those circadian patterns, seasonal patterns, is naturally going to make you healthier.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Do you think the freshman 15 or now the freshman 20 might have something to do with college students who aren't used to staying up and eating at midnight and so forth, suddenly have a complete change in not just their sleep pattern, but their eating pattern?
Oh, of course. But, you know, as I had one lecture I went to, the lecturer set up and he said, you know, humans, if their eyes are open, their mouth is open.
Yeah, you know, there's said, some truth to that.
Right, and he's like, that's not the way ancient man was designed.
Right.
And we're designed, you know, pretty much to eat in a defined period. And now this is where you see the stuff coming about limited feeding diets and intermittent fasting. And, you know, we talked to Dr. Longo about this fasting mimicking diet that they're using. And,
yeah, you know what? If you missed that show, you need to go into the podcast directory, because after we air on the 59 stations across the country, we go to podcast under Staying Young Show 2.0. And that was a fabulous study.
By the way, Dr. Longo was named one of the 50 most influential, you know, in the health field by Time Magazine. So
I believe it. I believe it. And he was right here on the Staying Young Show. Today we're talking about the gut health, but also we're going to talk a little bit about C. difficile and how a fecal transplant, that's right, a stool transplant, could save lives. And you know what? We have living proof that it does, because we have someone in the studio with us who had C. diff. And just in case you aren't familiar with C. difficile, it actually kills 29,000 Americans a year, and nearly 500,000 people here in the U.S. alone contract C. difficile.
So just for our listeners, C. difficile is short for Clostridium difficile. It's a strain of a bacteria that's especially nasty. And historically, I remember when I was in medical school, we had a lot of people that were sick and died from a condition known as pseudomembranous enterocolitis, which means an inflammation of the lining of the large intestine, and it forms membranes here and there. And at that time, we had no idea what was causing it, and these poor people were all getting very sick, and a lot of them were dying. But since then, we discovered that it's caused by this bacteria, Clostridium difficile.
Now, almost as many people as are killed by guns every year.
Yeah, true. Hey, you know, we've got Gene in the studio with us. And Gene, I want to first tell you how much we appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. And I know that it's not a pretty story, but it has a happy ending. And so thank you for coming to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. And if anything I can do to help somebody else not go through what I went through, I'm happy to do it.
So can you just, we got a couple minutes here where I want to spend, take us through Reader's Digest version and not too gross, please. Kind of like what happened to you. I mean, you were perfectly fine and then boom. So let's walk through that.
Absolutely. Went home on a Friday from work to take care of my wife who came down with the flu. She fought it off pretty well, but I caught it and it actually transitioned into pneumonia. Upon doing that, I started taking some antibiotics to fight off the pneumonia. Within about 4.5 to 5 days, I really started having that watery diarrhea where it just continued to go and go and go. I was up to 15, 20 times a day.
Wow.
Now, this went on treating that with an antibiotic, and I went through several different antibiotics.
To treat the diarrhea?
Yes. After we had treated the initial pneumonia, we were looking to treat the diarrhea.
Because we found out it was C. diff, that you had developed C. difficile.
That's correct.
So, Dr. Gammon, kind of take us through the course treatment, because you were the person who was seeing Gene, and kind of the thought process of how to treat this.
So, traditionally, when you have someone that's been proven to have C. difficile, as Gene did, you try to kill the C. difficile, the bad bacteria. And traditional drugs have been metronidazole, which is generic Flagyl, or oral vancomycin, which is a very powerful antibiotic.
I was going to say, that's like the nuclear bomb.
Well, beyond that, the next bomb is called Dificid, which is a new antibiotic. And none of these drugs helped Gene. He needed a lot of intravenous fluids during this time. He wound up in the hospital. And so none of them helped him whatsoever, so we had to move on to the next step.
Well, one of the problems with going to the hospital, and you ended up going into a hospital that was closer to you, Dr. Gammon's not on staff there, and one of the problems when you go into the hospital is you kind of start over with whoever your attending is, and I know you didn't have a great experience in the sense of, you know, then you're like, oh, well, we don't know what it is, and you're like, I know what it is. I've already been tested. And they didn't even have at this hospital some of the equipment that we have at our disposal. So they weren't actually able to identify it as quickly as we are, because we can test for the DNA of it. And you know, things that used to be science fiction now are reality. But the hospital didn't have that. So getting to do you still have this was taking a lot longer. So when we come back, I really want you to take us through kind of that process and then like your thought when you got told, hey, maybe we need to go down this fecal transplant road. And then obviously I want to talk about the procedure itself. There are a lot of people out there going, ooh, what is that? That they're morbidly curious, right, to know.
Right.
And I'm sure, like you said, you'll be able to help somebody out there. And that's what this show is all about. We know that there are people suffering and we want to be able to help them. Got to give a shout out to the military.
We love you guys and gals. We know you listen to the show all around the world. We thank you for your service and your bravery.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're going to learn everything you ever need to know about fecal transplant.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
Yeah.
USA Radio News.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. California is leading the group of states to make sure that Obamacare remains in effect. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News a bipartisan solution is needed regarding health care.
The president would love to work with Republicans and Democrats when we come back in the new year and do exactly that and create a health care system that actually works for everybody, not just picks winners and losers and has skyrocketing costs like we've seen under Obamacare.
The Fed Reserve began their final meeting of 2018 on Tuesday. It's widely expected that the Feds will raise the interest rates once again, although President Trump took to Twitter and pleaded with them not to. After a bumpy start to your week on Wall Street, the Dow is up over 200 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show that we do. It's your chance to win a free T-shirt. You just got to get the riddle right. So the Dementia Defender number is 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. It's toll free. And if you get the riddle right and you give us your address, we'll send you out a T-shirt. Got to tell us what size you wear, though. All right, we've been talking about gut health. We also have been talking about something that some people think is really gross, and that is a fecal transplant. So this is where they take stool, and then you actually get it transplanted into your own colon.
This is one where if your family member wants you to be the donor, it's okay. They're not going to have to cut on you.
True.
You know, so to my family out there, this is your one shot to get me to donate because you ain't getting a kidney.
Oh, boy. We can always rely on you to put things in perspective. All right, Gene, we were talking a little bit.
It's on my driver's license, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fecal donor. If I die, they can have whatever
they
want.
Well, they can have whatever they want if you die, right?
No, no. Just my stool.
All right, Gene. Let's talk a little bit about your experience. And we talked about how you had gotten diagnosed with C. difficile, and then you had gone through what would be the traditional treatments, different antibiotics, including one of the newest ones out there, and to no avail.
That is correct. Three different types of antibiotics. The flagyl went from flagyl to vancomycin, actually used those in conjunction with each other. Then Dr. Gammon prescribed Dificid, and none of these antibiotics worked. I was antibiotic resistant.
It was scary, wasn't it? Because this is maybe one of the first times you had a patient that was this resistant.
It was certainly a unique case. Gene's actually the very first patient I've ever had who had a fecal transplant. So it's a
but I bet
procedure.
It won't be the last because now you know it works.
Well, I think a lot of people are actually promoting it as let's forget the antibiotics and go straight to this procedure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of new research. So kind of take us through, okay, you're sick. How much weight did you lose? It was a lot.
It was 32 pounds.
Yeah, 32 pounds. And at this point, you're 32 pounds down. You can't basically live. There was no quality of life. Because no. You had to, like, live on a toilet.
That is correct. There was no quality of life. I was living on the toilet. I couldn't keep anything down. It was miserable.
Yeah.
It messes with not only your gut, but it messes with your mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so then when when the fecal transplant thing came up, kind of take us through that.
Well, actually, I started researching it while laying in the hospital bed.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was when I went to see Dr. Gammon and we discovered it by a test, BioFire test. It's mm-hmm. a very sensitive test. It measures everything down to the DNA. And it was able to identify, I believe, somewhere around the 17th of the month. And then I went in the hospital on the 21st, a few days later, because I'd become so dehydrated and I was in such pain. And upon entering the hospital, they took a stool sample and said, well, we don't see the C. diff. Now, this is a matter of just days. Even though I'm on the antibiotics after the BioFire test.
But the thinking is, oh, the antibiotics are working. But the reality was is that the testing in the hospital was just simply not adequate. It wasn't picking it up. Mm-hmm. Because when you got out of the hospital, you got tested again with the BioFire and you still had it.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, so at this point, you change your gastro doctor, and then this gastro doctor is a specialist in this particular thing and then says, I want to do a fecal transplant.
That is correct. Immediately upon visiting with this doctor, went in, he took a look at my chart, looked at everything, and said, you are a candidate. We're mm-hmm. going to do this. I've got you scheduled within, you know, a few days. I mean, it was remarkable sitting in his office and him identifying and saying, you're going.
Yeah. So was there any reservation or were you just, you're so sick, you'll do anything?
I was pretty much at that point where, you know, I was so sick, I would do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it at this point, you're looking at somewhere around 30 days of continuous diarrhea, 15 times a day.
Yeah.
There's no quality of life. You're miserable. Mm-hmm. And like I said a while ago, it messes with your mind. So at this point, you're ready to just try anything. When you hear fecal matter transplant, you're like, I don't know.
But then you're so sick, you're like, who cares?
Right.
I'm gonna die if I don't do something.
And that was a fear, too. I mean, yeah. When you're sitting with your wife and your family, you're preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
The doctor says, hey, we're going to cure you.
Now, Gene, you don't actually have to ask your wife for a stool specimen. They have a stool bank. Is that right? Can you talk about that?
Yes. They do have a stool bank, and one of those is through MIT. And
so you get smart poop.
I do.
Smart bacteria.
It's not just poop. It's smart poop.
So you have the smart watch, the smartphone. You have the smart poop.
Well, you have pop stars. So I'm now known at the office as the poop star.
So actually, MIT was the first one to open up a public stool bank, and it's called Open Biome. And obviously, they test the stool. You make sure that it's not – the people aren't on meds, and they don't have any other infections of any sort.
Screen for disease, and it's screen for diversity.
Yeah, there you go. Get a little bit of everything. And then when you had this, take us through what happens. Because you had to clean out like a colonoscopy, which seems counterintuitive, right?
It is. It's like I'm wiping everything out.
You have diarrhea. Let me give you something to give you diarrhea. You're like, well, I don't really need that.
Yes. I did a standard clean out like you would with any colonoscopy. Upon doing that, it started the day before, went through the evening, woke up that morning at 5 o'clock, again, finished the bowel prep, and was scheduled to go into the hospital for the colonoscopy. I believe it was around 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And standard procedure of getting you ready with the IV. And
just like if you were getting like a colonoscopy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And doctor came in. We went back. And as you would with colonoscopy, they give you a sedative. You kind of go under. And it seemed like an hour, but it was only about, I'd say, 45 minutes. And I was out, and it was just like whenever you get an enema, you have to hold that in.
Right.
They said,
this is a funny story about the hold it in story. Well, go ahead and share that because it's hysterical, I think.
Well, they said, if you can hold it in for at least a half an hour, you'll be okay.
And no, I don't think they told you that. Didn't they say, hold it in for as long as you can?
Well, they said a half an hour because I was like, how long do I have to hold it in?
Okay.
And they were like, a half an hour, you'll be okay. And I laid there just thinking, I've been at this point where I've been
one
so
Mississippi,
sick.
Two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
And you're sitting there
you're
just
squeezing it.
Yeah. It's like, I hope I don't mess up. And I was able to actually hold it for about an hour and 40 minutes. I was like, I want to coat every lining inside and out.
Were you doing cartwheels and kind of spinning things around?
Stand on your head.
I was laying there like, you know, Judy said, the squeezing, trying to prevent it from, you know, coming out. And again, it does sound gross, but upon getting up and going, it was fast and quick. It came out.
Now, about 24 hours later, you were like, you know, this could be psychosomatic, but I think I'm feeling better. And then, like, I talked to you at, like, 48-hour mark, and you're like, I'm definitely getting better. And then, like, the third day, you're like, yeah, I'm coming back to work. I mean, it was, like, amazing because you went from literally being on death's doorstep to, yeah, I'm coming back to work on Monday. It was crazy.
That is correct. I was on death's door, and upon getting the FMT, I would say within 4 or 5 hours, the pain that I was feeling, it was gone from like a 9 down to a 2 or 3 at that point. And
the pain's what landed you in the hospital.
That and the dehydration, yeah. Because at this point you have nothing in your system.
Right.
And like Judy said, within about 30, 32 hours, I started noticing, wow, I feel a lot different. I'm kind of getting back to my old self. And then, of course, I had a natural bowel movement that had formed to it. And then that's when I realized this is changing.
Yeah, you're absolutely getting better.
And I wanted to go back to work as quick as possible. At this point, I'd been off work for 7 weeks.
Well, hang out here because I want to talk a little bit more about the progression of how much better you got when we come back. And I want to remind everybody that we have the Medical Mania Trivia. If you want to play Medical Mania Trivia on a future show, give us a call, 844-WELL-100. You can play for prizes. But stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, catch this in every episode on iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0. But of course, we love our affiliates. We're on 59 stations across the country. And if you like listening to the Staying Young Show where you are, be sure to let your station know because that's what keeps us on the air.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
So today we've got Sky Statham. Hey, Sky, thanks for coming on and playing with us. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
So tell us what you do.
I'm an executive director. I work with people with disabilities.
Oh, fantastic. What got you into that?
Oh, I've done it ever since I was in college.
Oh, I love that. I love that story. So, you know, here's how this is going to work. The doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you five questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have some fun with it. And you're playing for prizes, so you can get some vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line, some age support multivitamin. If you're really good, we'll give you some Lifeline stem cell cream. And for our listeners who are not playing, you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. And that's where you can find these items. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. Here we go, young woman. True or false? We keep pitching these slow balls. It is common to lose a lot of hair during a crash diet. True or false?
It's true.
You're bald and skinny. Good for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Sky, here's your next question. Ecchymosis is another term for what? Is it the elbow? Is it a droopy eye? Is it a bruise? Or is it a broken bone? Ecchymosis, what is it?
Oh, boy. Oh, God, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I don't know. I should know this, but I don't.
This is a hard one.
A droopy eye?
No, it's a bruise.
But I would have guessed that.
Ecchymosis is a bruise.
I would have guessed a droopy eye.
Yeah. Okay. Good guess.
Okay. It's a hard one.
All right. Question three. Another true or false. Otalgia is another name for a stomach ache. True or false?
That is false.
That is correct.
Do you
know
what
it is a name for?
I don't know.
You sounded so confident.
She has no one to stomach ache.
That's right.
It's an earache. So otalgia, pain of the ear.
Here's another one. Rhinorrhea. Rhinorrhea is another name for what? Is it leaky bowels, a runny nose, a bleeding wound, or sweaty feet? Rhinorrhea, what is it?
Runny nose.
Oh,
that
so
is correct. Very good. Very good.
All right, fifth and final. Laughing 100 times is equivalent to how many minutes of exercise on a stationary bike?
So is that like ha-ha is two? How do you laugh 100 times?
100 times, yes. equivalent to 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or just 5 minutes?
Laughing 100 times, 5 minutes.
No. Yeah, a little more out of it, ironically or surprisingly. 15 minutes is the answer.
Oh, okay. I was almost going to say 15 because I kept trying to visualize someone laughing 100 times.
How long it would take them, yeah.
Okay, you did really good, Sky. We're going to send you out some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And we thank you for coming on the show and playing. Keep listening. I believe you listen on KRLD in Dallas, which is actually our mothership. So thank you so much for playing and take care. We'll send those out to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, all right, I want to just touch base with you, Gene, a little bit more. We've been talking about
what he went through, you really want to touch him?
I wash my hands.
The germaphobe wants to... Oh.
But now he's got smart poop transplant. All right, so Gene, you went through, just for our listeners who might just be tuning in, you had a terrible, terrible infection. You had crazy amounts of diarrhea. You lost a ton of weight, and you just literally were on death's door. And then you got a fecal transplant, which is really the breaking edge in medicine, or right at the point of what used to be science fiction. And it replaced and replenished your gut microbiome. And then really, like you said, within 4 hours, you were feeling a lot better. By 48 hours, you knew you were coming back to work. Your whole life changed. But there's been some research on these fecal transplants where there's other things that change for people that get them. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. I feel more alert. I feel more awake. I feel energized. I actually feel a little smarter.
Yeah, it's because you got that MIT poop.
That's all right.
But I was shocked because you came back to work. Like, I mean, it's hard for the listener to understand how sick you were, but you were so sick that we were concerned. You know, what if Gene doesn't make it? That kind of sick. And then you were back at work.
Translation, we had ads out. But
thank you.
We were recruiting, but we've since canceled them. Don't worry.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson.
So, all right. So you go through this. You come back. You work a week. And your first weekend after you worked, your wife gave you a honey-do list.
That's correct.
I want you to tell, because I don't even think the doctors know, what you did that weekend.
I woke up and my wife mentioned, she goes, what are we going to do today? And I started to walk back to sit down on the couch. And I said, no, I feel a lot of energy. I think I'm going to go out and do some work. Went out. We had, during the period of a year, built a 15-foot fence around my backyard. Well, we bought an RV and I got tired of paying to park it somewhere. So we're laying the backyard, prepping it. Took down the fence, prepped the backyard, did a lot of other, you know, chores around the house. And I just, it was all due to the energy that I was experiencing. I was just, let's get busy.
And you like resent all these fence posts. And I mean, you came in, I'm like, what the heck? I seriously, no offense, honey, but I was thinking, man, I'm sending Walter to get some MIT food so I can give him a big old honey-do list.
This is what I was afraid of. Now, every wife in America is going to say, I thought you were full of it, but you weren't full of it. I want you full of it so you can get lots of energy.
You need to top off
the tank. Exactly a problem.
And, you know, from having, you know, irritable bowel syndrome in the past, you know, when I was talking to the gastroenterologist that was doing the fecal transplant, he said there's several things that can happen post FMT. He goes, you might have worst IBS. Mm-hmm. It could actually cure your IBS. And of course, we're about 3 weeks going into the fourth week post FMT, and I really feel like it's addressed a lot of the bowel problems that I had. I think, yeah, I'm actually getting healthier.
I think you're getting healthier. I noticed your skin changed. So anyways, that's all good stuff.
Dementia Defender does not need a fecal transplant.
That's debatable.
He has swooped into the control room with the cape with the double D on it. Last week's riddle was this. You can carry it everywhere you go, and it does not get heavy. What is it? And the answer is your name.
I thought it was guilt.
Oh, that gets very heavy.
Here's this week's riddle. This is a real Mensa riddle, this one. What word beginning with the letters BR that with the addition of the letter E becomes another word that sounds the same as the first?
What?
Let me repeat that. A word starts with BR. Then you add the letter E, and that new word becomes the same sound as the first word. Send in your answers.
I don't even think I understand, but somebody out there is going to get it, I suppose. You're going to call 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. You can go to stayyoungamerica.com and the contact us, and then you can actually fill out the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day response. Send it to us. And since you're going to get a free copy of the T-shirt, if you get it right, we need to know what size you are. We need your name, your address, and give us your phone number in case we can't understand your street name.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Michael Flynn's sentencing for lying to the FBI will be postponed after a federal judge today suggested all sides wait until President Donald Trump's former national security advisor was finished cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. The federal judge did apologize after bringing up that Flynn could be charged with treason, to which Robert Ray, former Whitewater Independent Counsel, tells Fox News.
It's important that people not misunderstand what happened here. There is no evidence to suggest that General Flynn committed treason.
The clock is ticking toward a partial shutdown of the federal government at the end of the week. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds tells Fox News he hopes a bill can get passed.
That's what we're hoping for right now. I think Chairman Shelby's got the right idea. It doesn't get any better waiting any longer, and a continuing resolution really is not the right way to go.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. President Trump is looking into the case of a former U.S. service member charged with the murder of a suspected Taliban bomb maker who was responsible for the deaths of two Marines. Major Matt Goldstein's wife, Julie, tells Fox News she's grateful the president is looking into the case against her husband.
If this is what it takes to get this to come to an end, that is wonderful and we welcome it. If no one in Army leadership is willing to step in, and it is up to the president, we thank him for tweeting about it and getting it out there.
She also believes
this is the army of Manning and Bergdahl. If those are the kinds of people that we want in the army, that's what we're going to end up with, because who are we going to have in our ranks if this is what we do to our good men?
Goldstein lost his Silver Star from the incident and left the army in 2015 with a general discharge. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one.